Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday the 17th of November, and I am recording at 9:50 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Okay, so what's happening here on the first day of the week? Well, starting with stock markets in the Asia-Pacific region, the big story here was Japan, which had been firm up until today, but fell quite sharply, down nearly 3% on the Nikkei 225, as the economic data came in weak and indicated that the economy was heading back into recession. Well, the market didn't like that, obviously, and it led to some sharp profit taking. But there is probably a reasonably simple solution to this and to restarting the Japanese economy. If you're trying to break out of 25 years plus of a deflationary environment, don't raise taxes. I mean, you'll have to eventually, but they're doing so prematurely. And so to have a second sales tax hike is not a great idea in here. And there's talk that Shinzo Abe will postpone this to 2017, and in my opinion, he certainly needs to do exactly that. What else happened in the Asia-Pacific region? Well, Hong Kong down 1.2%. The A-share index, so the Chinese Shanghai Composite Index, was down less than a fifth of a percent in here today, and that has been awfully strong here recently. Now, we also have other China indices a little lower in here today, and that includes Taiwan down 1.1%. Other markets mostly took their cue from this action. We also saw Australia lower by 0.75 percentage point. But guess which one moved up yet again here today, hitting another new all-time high? That's right, it was India, up nearly 0.5 percentage point, taking the Sensex index up to 28,177, so breaking clear of the little range that we were seeing for most of last week, or at least until Friday, when it also hit another new high. Let's see, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand a little bit lower, Indonesia and New Zealand a little bit higher. European markets did better in here today, and that's probably a reflection of Mario Draghi's efforts to get QE going. But the Spanish IBEX index that led the way with a gain of 1.59%. Italy was next, excuse me, up 1.33 percentage points. Eurostoxx 50 up 0.75 percentage point here overall. And in the Americas, Wall Street closed out at tiny gains for the Dow and the S&P. They were lower much of the day, certainly started lower in the pre-market activity. And the Nasdaq was down about Nasdaq Composite down about 0.33 percentage point here today. Canada up slightly, Mexico down, and Brazil down 1%. In interest rates, the U.S. 10-year government bond that crept up 2.3381% overall, and I think we'll see this continue to edge is somewhat erratically higher here over the rest of this year and beyond. Now, looking at the U.S. dollar, very strong in here today, And the dollar index, that's DXY, that's up to 87.946. So it's approaching the recent highs and also the previous highs dating back to 2007. We had seen between 2007 and 2010, we had seen three strong pushes up above the 88 level on DXY. And the Fed came in and intervened to knock it back down. Will they do so this time? Well, I've asked this question out loud on a number of occasions in these audios, and my guess is that they won't while the U.S. economy is just gradually picking up steam. What's most likely to interrupt that? Well, the economy could weaken quite easily if oil prices stay at their current levels here. And that's down in the 70s, mid to upper 70s, because that will cause layoffs in the fracking industries. And the states that have been conducting the big fracking drives have the lowest unemployment and also the best GDP growth rates within the USA. So that could soften the US economy. And at that stage, I wouldn't be surprised if we did see the Fed step in and put a lid on the U.S. dollar. Meanwhile, speculators and investors are driving the U.S. dollar higher. Okay, what else has happened in here today? Well, so I mentioned some of the other currencies here. Sterling down a little bit to 1.5640. The euro down to 1.2450. The Asian currencies are pretty well all weaker, although the not the Chinese renminbi in here today. That had eased a little bit last week, but it was a little firmer when I last looked earlier today. Australian dollar is also a little bit lower, down to 0.8710. And precious metals, where they did so well on Friday, or at least gold and silver did, but they've given a little bit of that up in here today. And I'll start though with palladium, which is down $1.10, 770 and change. Silver is currently down. Of course, these go on trading after hours, but it's currently down nearly 19 cents. That brings it down to $16 and 12 and a half cents. Remember, that had a huge rally up 4% on Friday. And we saw, well, we see platinum trading down almost $12, brings it back to 1201 and change. And gold, really the steadiest in here, but it is down nearly $2 at 1186 and change, closer to 1187. Okay, elsewhere, what have we got in the grains and beans? Soybean prices are firmer in here, and we have corn and wheat a little lower right now. But in the last 3 months, they have all rallied because we had the too wet harvest after the very, very good growing season. And in other markets, the industrial metals will be mostly a little bit lower here. And as I look at the screen, copper, which has been in such a tight range, just a little above the $3 level, is at 303.65 cents. And anything else that needs to be touched on here? I don't think so. So that's pretty much it. But we've got some interesting written copy, which I hope you will also be checking on. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.